When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. And our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, and Angler U. All right, weather in Galveston, 52 down on the island this morning. A lot warmer. Looks like today, cloudy, high 59, southeast winds 15 to 25. And then for tonight, cloudy with occasional showers overnight. Thunder is possible in the month of January. Low of 56, southeast winds 10 to 20. That rain chance 60% tonight. And then for tomorrow, showers will show up early, then scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day with a high of 63, southeast winds 10 to 20. That rain chance tomorrow 60%. That's better than 80, I guess. But it is a chance of rain. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a low coming up at 7 a.m. It's a negative 0.7. And then a high at 4:19 p.m. a 1.0. 7:11 a.m. is sunrise. 5:52 p.m. is sunset. And we're sitting at about a quarter moon, 23% visibility. And looking at current conditions right now, buoy offshore is showing a south-southeast wind at 16 to 18 with 55-degree air temperature, 53-degree water. And at Eagle Point, it's southeast at 3 to 5 with 45.9. Let's just call it 46-degree water. Morgan's Point's 48-degree water with the east wind at 2. So no wind inshore right now. They're calling for it later today, but I think we're all good. I think everything will be fine for the morning run, and hopefully everybody will start catching some fish. I know everybody's starting to get antsy and getting out. So, and water temp down at the railroad bridge in Galveston this morning is 46.4, so at least it's above that 45 degree mark that they all the biologists talk about, getting it above 45 and holding it there. All right, well, that's it for the wind and tides and water temps and all that. Let's run over east of town and check in with Bill Watkins this morning over at Sabine Lake, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I am doing okay, bud.
Well, good.
Not a problem. Well, have you heard any news about fish dying?
Not really. It sure is quiet. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
I don't know.
I haven't been out to look, so I can't say anything. I hadn't looked.
No, I haven't either. I'm not going out there until probably Wednesday. I got a trip Wednesday. Thought might have one tomorrow, but I was kind of glad that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Still a little early after that bad cold spell, but 46 degree water, that's doable.
Yeah, it's coming up. You know, back in the day when I fished a whole lot in the wintertime, especially when I did a lot of reef fishing, you know, the deeper structure stuff, when we used to have that in Trinity Bay, we had three big reefs there. They were live back then, and it held a lot of fish in the winter. And those fish would, we'd get these big fronts in, and it just, I mean, they'd get lockjaw when that water got down in the 40s, you know, like.
Yeah.
44 to 48, but as soon as that water temp hit 50, it was on. I mean, you could just bank on it.
That's pretty well really
light off.
Been my experience too. That's what I've observed.
Not to say I hadn't caught fish in cold water, because I have. You know, I've had some unbelievable trips in as low as 42 degree water, especially over your way and over at Calcasieu area.
Yeah, it can be really good.
You know, on the warm-ups behind these fronts, you know, when that water gets real low and it'll start to, as soon as it starts to rise, then those fish start biting, so.
Yep.
It's different everywhere.
The only time I didn't catch anything, well, I caught one redfish. The water temperature was 39 degrees everywhere I stopped. And I found a ditch later that afternoon that was about, 42, 43.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught a redfish right there. But the other conditions were jacked up, too. I mean, you know, there had been so much wind that it dirtied up the water, and there were other factors involved. But I just went out by myself and went scouting. I had to know.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, you know, directly behind a big, bad cold front, you need to just stay home for a while.
Yeah, I hadn't seen a lot of trout photos lately. Mostly the people that are fishing are catching redfish.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're so much hardier. They can take that cold a lot better. And
they sure can. Yeah, we caught those the other day. It was 49 degrees. At one point, it was 47.6 where we caught some fish. And it seemed like, you know, all of the trout we caught were better-sized trout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 17 to 21s. So,
well, all the fishing areas that pretty much, you know, all of locals around here know where to go when it gets real cold like that. You know, you got Moses Lake, and you know, you got your deeper bayous, and then you got Offutt's Bayou, you know, a lot of areas and all these lakes in West Bay that are deeper and hold these fish in these freeze events. And I never ever saw where they closed any of these areas down officially. And I remember back after the big freezes in the past, man, that one in 83, the Galveston Yacht Basin, all in that harbor, that was lights out. That was as stupid as it gets. What had happened, TPNW relaxed the limit. They just did away with limits, and we're letting people pick up stunned fish, you know, that were coming up on top and swirling and swimming in circles. And
yeah,
people were doing all that. Well, then all those fish went down, and everybody said, well, they died. And Blaine and I said, man, I don't think they died. They regrouped, got it back together, and went down. Well, what was happening after that big event, we had really warm temperatures come in on a southerly and a lot of sunshine, and those fish were, man, they were stacked up around all those boats in that harbor. It was like flipping for bass, flipping soft plastics off the edge of those sailboats and whatever else was in the water. They were getting that warmth. And you talk about catching them, anywhere from 2-pounders up to 9-pounders. It was stupid. The surf was the same way. The first gut in the surf by the South Jetty was just incredible. I don't know how many giant fish we caught in that, you know, with mirror lures after that freeze. It was pretty crazy.
Well, if you find them wadded up like that, I was wondering, meant to ask you here a while back, is Offutt's Bio still produce fish like it used to?
Yeah, it still holds fish, not like it used to back in the day, because we don't have those kind of numbers. You know, back then, I remember my dad and grandpa, all of them, that when it'd get cold, that's where everybody went, was to Offutt's.
Yeah. Well, I never got to fish that.
That'd be stacked in there
not
like cordwood.
Now, we heard some stories from there that was made us want to really go.
Yeah.
Back then, we didn't know what the heck to do. And, you know, early on back there, I didn't have a boat anyway. I only got my first boat when I was like 20.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I ain't been without one for very long since.
You know, I remember after the freeze in 83 also, well, you know, Rollover Pass was open, and we were pulling those south winds, and we got tired of, you know, doing the Galveston thing, fishing like that, and we went wading. We waded all that in behind Rollover, and, man, those fish were coming back through that pass as the water temperatures warmed up. They were coming back out of the surf and into the bay, and my gosh. I don't know how many big fish we caught in about a week period when those fish were, you know, relocating. It was a mass exodus back there before the front. You know, those fish knew it was coming, and then if you got in on that when those fish were leaving the bay back there, it was, you can't ask for anything better. As good as I've ever seen it. And same thing after the freeze. As the water warmed and the temperatures came up, they came back in to the bay. Same thing, just like it was when they were going out.
Boy, that's exciting stuff.
But that won't happen anymore.
No, it sure won't. We got overrode on that and blown out of the water.
You know, those fish like that, they go to that surf. Because of the water temperature, I mean, the Gulf it takes forever to cool that Gulf down and get it real, real cold. And you could watch that on all the graphs on these incoming tides during this event, and you'd watch that water temperature go up anywhere from 3 to 5 degrees on an incoming tide in the bay. It would raise that temperature.
And that's a big difference.
That's a life-saving event is what it is, because just a few degrees can kill them and a few degrees can save them.
Yep. Well, we ain't going to have that anymore. So. And all that development that they were going to do down there hadn't happened.
Where's that at?
Rollover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's. I wash my hands with that.
That was a lie from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. Well, look who it came from, politicians.
That's sad to say, but
I'm not saying all of them are like that, but they definitely in the
con business.
No,
they're not. They're not, but there's so many of them that you wave the money in front of their face and they can't resist it.
That's all it's about.
Yeah, and there's people out there that's got enough money to control things. And some of them are very unscrupulous. So that's what you get. But like I've always said, I'm glad they left the bridge because one day they'll finally need that.
Cat 5 will wash that out again.
It'll happen.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It could happen. Let me do this break, Bill. I'll be right back, buddy.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied's got you covered. So remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. It's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back, man.
All right. I'm here with you. Well, I've got something interesting going on today.
What's
my
that?
Son and I are gonna grind up sausage and mix sausage and stuff. Sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna make a day of it.
That's a full day's work right there, buddy.
Yeah, he's got 70 pounds of pork butt.
Right.
And we're going to start at 7 o'clock this morning and get into it.
Big day.
In from slicing it to mixing it to grinding it and stuffing it and the whole deal.
Well, that pork butt, I mean, are you going to mix that with venison?
No, we're going to go straight up pork.
Oh, you're just going to go straight pork sausage?
Yeah. Okay.
I got
you. Yeah. And he's got a little bit of a new process he wants to try out. And I think it'll turn out.
What are y'all
going to
make, links or pan sausage or what?
No, we're going to make smoked sausage.
Smoked sausage. How long do y'all smoke that for?
Oh, probably about 14 hours, you know, and we cold smoke it.
Right.
And it'll be just, you have to cook it, in other words. Now,
mm-hmm.
every once in a while, we'll pull up the temperature in that barn. And, I mean, we've got a smokehouse, and we'll pull that temperature up in there and actually cook it.
Right.
And finish it, or we'll not. Sometimes we put it on the pit and finish it on the pit, cook it. But most of the time, we smoke it until it gets just the right color and dryness. And, boy, that makes a good sausage. And then you put it out on the pit or whatever when you cook it, or bake
right.
it in the oven. You know, you can just do anything you want to do with it. You can fry it in a skillet. And some people like it like that because you fry it to a kind of a dark brown color. And, boy, that's good, too. There's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Right.
But that's our project for today. I'll be up at his house in Kirbyville at 7, and we'll get to work. But that's 70 pounds of sausage is a full day's work.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. But once you get everything started, you can run it pretty good. And he's got a commercial grinder that he purchased several years ago. And, boy, that thing eats meat. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It won't bog down. You can put a tough old buck in there, and it'll eat that, too.
Tough old buck.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. That's but it's fun doing that stuff. Just almost too late in the year for me. You know, I got to start fishing here pretty quick. Already started, so.
It's still January.
You know, January is not the best month for people to want to come fish.
No, people.
It doesn't matter whether you can catch them or not.
The hardcore guys will start coming in February. You know, the ones that like
yes.
to wait for big trout or, you know, fish out of the boat. And then everybody starts getting their interest up in March. And then it just, as the year goes on and the summer months come, it just gets better and better.
Oh, yeah.
And it's better fishing, too. And it's, you know, some people just, they don't care for that cold, nasty, drizzly stuff. Of course, I can vouch for it. There's a big trout to be caught. I'll fish in it, but just go out and catch pencils or, you know, just fish. Nah. I think I've caught enough in my lifetime to be satisfied.
Yeah, I don't care to go on those drizzly days.
Nah, man. That's,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
And everybody I know that's been fishing in this weather, they're all sick. They all got coughs and they sound terrible. And
yeah, just, that goes with it.
You know, they.
Yeah,
it's so important. Once you get up in years, you got to get your rest and stay out of that kind of stuff. Because hell, at our age, you get pneumonia, it'll kill you.
It will.
It'll kill you.
I almost died of pneumonia when I was 31 years old.
I've been lucky all my life. I never got it. Don't want it.
I got bronchitis and turned into pneumonia. And I woke up one morning and couldn't breathe. 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't breathe.
That's got to be scary,
literally,
man.
Literally couldn't breathe. Yeah, it is. And I was beating on my chest and trying to draw air in. I knew that. God. That morning I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's enough of a warning for me. Well, I went down there, and sure enough, they said, I don't know how in the world you live.
Yeah.
I said, no, it's fortunate, that's all. They just kept getting worse and worse.
That's why I came to you. Yeah. Now save me. Well, you waited too long.
Yeah, that was their emotion. Yeah, you waited too long. Why in the world did you wait?
Because you're a man.
Yeah, that's right.
Men are the worst about it. They just won't admit it.
No,
My dad he'd have to be dying before he went to the hospital.
Yeah, that's true. My dad was the same way.
Hard headed.
He figured that's where you went to die.
Yeah, well, a lot of people end up that way. I think that's what scares everybody.
Yeah.
Especially after COVID.
Oh, golly.
I mean, everybody I knew that went to the hospital, they died, but they were just such bad shape by the time they went. There was wasn't no recovery. It's terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible. And once you got there, it was like you don't get to see anybody.
Well, you drown in your lungs. You know, everybody's lungs just kept filling up with water, fluids. It's terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
But on a better note, hopefully fishing's good this spring.
Yeah,
you know, you get a good winter this. I've seen this too. You know, you get these good cold winters like this, and man, you got some good spring fishing coming up. You get a real spring, a real spring bite.
Keeps a lot of people off the water.
Yeah. Well, it saves a lot of fish. It really does. Bad weather.
It saves a lot of fish.
It does.
Yeah, they got these guys that'll fish in any conditions, It doesn't matter whether you can catch them or not if you're miserable doing it. It's supposed to be fun. And, I used to fish in the winter for bass all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just fished straight through. I didn't even care. I got in it. I got in the boat and went.
Yeah.
And, you'd be surprised what you can hook onto. But you can catch bass at a little bit colder temperatures than you can speckled trout. They're a little bit different critter, and they've got deeper water. Most of the time you've got deeper areas you can fish. If you can't catch them shallow, you can go down and catch those off those deep brush piles and canyons and stuff. And they'll gather up in certain areas, creek bends, drop-offs like that. Boy, I'm telling you.
Bill, I got a text from a listener that asked me, said, hey, Captain, what's your take on a bait cast reel named Goat, a 7.6 gear? I don't know anything about them. Have you ever heard of them? G-O-A-T, Goat, greatest of all time.
Well, I've heard about some new reels here this year, late last year. I had a guy come in the boat with me here about 3 weeks ago. He had a really special reel, and it really worked well. And I think it was some kind of Shimano that come from Japan, and they only sold them in Japan.
Right.
And I said, well, there ain't no use in me trying to worry about that because I can't have one anyway. He had figured out a way to get one, but no, I did hear about that Goat reel, but have not seen one. so that'd be new to me too. I hadn't actually put my hand on one. But there's a lot of good reels out there.
There's so much product nowadays. How do you stay up with it?
Well, you don't.
Especially with soft plastic lures, there's just an overabundance of them. They all work. It's more of a confidence mind thing. That's up to the individual, whatever you prefer or feel like you'll be better with or what looks good to you. I mean, the fish, it looks good to all of them, all these baits. And just like rods, everybody's rods are really basically the same. You know, they're pretty much using the same blanks or buying them from Batson and other companies and wrapping them a little differently. And it's just the market's flooded with everything. It's kind of like stop and go on every corner, you know.
What happens with reels?
He said it's made by Bates Company.
Bates? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got
a couple of hundos, salty hundos that I throw that so far are is good. The jury's still out on them. I'm not going to say they're bad or good till, I'm able to fish with them enough to see if they're going to hold up.
But, yeah, that's right. That's the difference between reels is how well they hold up in salt water.
Yes.
You can buy an Academy H2O reel. And, man, that's some going to cast great and all that stuff. And they're almost like throwaway reels. When you get to the end of it, it might last, 6-8 months in hard saltwater fishing. But right out of the box, they're really good.
They
just don't hold up as long as, that's been my problem with some of the Shimano models. So they last 8-9 months and, gone.
So, remember when, Shimano came out with that real lightweight reel, it was really great for trout, the core. But the only problem with it was when you got in a school of reds, that thing was done after one big redfish. They had an aluminum gear riding against a brass gear. And it eat the teeth off that aluminum gear, just strip it out. Like a rear end in a car, pulling the spider gears out of it. And it just, I got tired of, messing with them, getting them rebuilt. They did that aluminum gear in there to lighten the reel up. And, seriously, if you got to have something that light, to fish with, you may want to give up fishing if you're not strong enough to hold a we've gotten so light on rods and reels that we've lost the quality as far as the durability of them because of the lightness.
Right.
It's not that big a sacrifice. What's an ounce or 2 ounces here or there? Seriously, we're used to chunk and wind all day.
Even with my bad shoulder I can still cast. I've had
Plog just hit me up. James is listening. He said that goat reel we're talking about. He said that's the one they make, but they're big and kind of heavy.
Okay, well the best reel that the Shimano people made was the gold Chrono Arc.
Well, that was a good one. And hey, that silver, that MG they made was pretty bad to the bone, too. I've still got 4 or 5 of those that still work like a dream.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how old those are.
Well, I've got 6. I bought 6 the Corrado 200s, the old
green ones.
And I've still got... Four of those are still running perfect after all these years. I bought them in 1991, and that was my tournament set. I had 6 rods on the deck at all times. And I've converted them to customer loaners, and you just can't wear those things out.
Well, I probably had over a dozen of those, maybe 15 or 18 of them. and I'd let customers use them. You know, they were customer reels, and they couldn't tear them up. And I just had them laying around, and Susie and Mark that used to own the reel in there at the Guho, I told her about it, and she said, well, we'll buy them from you. And her and Mark came over to my house, and they bought all of those and a bunch of old, you know, Cronarchs and everything I had, and they went through all of them and got them like butter, and they sold all of them in about a week's time. Just boom. They weren't doing me good.
I've got two gold Cronarchs in my cabinet in there.
Right.
One of them has never been used. It still has the original line on it.
I'd be using that right now. That's still a good reel.
I've been offered $300 for that reel.
I bet.
And I wouldn't sell it. It's a little bigger than I like to palm, you know, but hey, that thing is. And I've got one that has, I sent to Shimano and got it rebuilt, and it's kind of scarred up, but boy, that thing, man, let me tell you, those are fishing reels.
Yeah.
That's some of the best.
Remember,
reel technology has not improved.
Big fish and never hurt those reels, you know, and like,
no.
You know, Cronarch was always, all the Cronarchs were good. You know, a lot of people were high on that, what was that round one called? The Calcutta. Hey, don't ever hand a customer one of those, because they'll backlash it to the moon. It just it was a difficult reel for, you know, people to cast. That was the only drawback to that reel. Plus, it was bulky.
I had two 150s,
right?
Smaller ones, and boy, I used them. I gave those reels a test.
Yeah.
I fished them for 2 years and never washed them. Not one time.
Right.
I just wanted to see what they would do. And the salt crust built up on the reel seat so bad that they finally quit turning. But I never rinsed them off. I just wanted to test that theory about, you know.
They were mechanically sound. They just didn't cast good for novices. Boy.
They did not. No. They did not cast
don't
well.
Don't hand that to a customer.
You had to have your... you had to have your wits about you to cast one.
Exactly. All right, Bill. I got to roll. I looked at the clock. I'm running late. Throw them out a number. Okay. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, bud. And good luck on that sausage today.
Oh, yeah. 409-673-9211.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too, man.
See you. All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all, and don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or any other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:41 here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with the fish dude this morning, Richard Tosh, see what he's up to. Good morning, Richard. What's going on?
Not a lot, Mickey. It's a little cool up here in Arkansas, though.
You're in Arkansas now?
Yes, sir. Got up here for this funeral today, so.
Oh, just... I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that. What'd you have to lose, a family member?
No, it's that friend of mine, his dad passed away, so
we're
up here doing this thing. We're supposed to be sitting over in Puerto Vallarta, but when his dad passed away, we had to cancel those plans. So
right,
get over here and get up here and take care of this, and then I think I got another one happening Sunday. A buddy of mine I went to school with, he passed away And it's like, good night. I mean, when it rains, it pours. It just won't quit. But, I mean, it's crazy. But that's odd. I mean, it's, you know, that buddy of mine, I mean, I can't believe he passed away. I mean, it's, I was talking to his brother the other day, and he said, no, I just talked to him. He was doing fine. And all of a sudden, he showed up and didn't. He just went away. You know, it's like, goodness. So, you know, tells us we're all getting older. That's all it amounts to. So that's one of them things. But that's all right. Thing is, now we're going to go from having all this icy cold stuff to wet next week. Yeah. So that's, I mean, goodness. I want to get out there and get back out there in that bass boat and do some running around, because they got those major league fishing guys. They're coming out. I think it's the end of next week, first part of February, and last of January. So I want to get out there and see if I can't find a few of them before they hammer on a lot of them anyway.
You bet they're going to get on them.
I guarantee you they're going to be working on them, that's for sure.
Well, so, that time of the year, we may see some big sacks and some big fish caught, you know?
Exactly. You know, that's the thing. I'm wanting to get out there and catch a few of them big rascals before they do. That's my thing, because I know there's a couple of areas that got, you know, some old bridges and stuff out there that should be fired up real good right now, because it's just a bunch of old concrete down there in the water, and those fish will be gravitating towards that anyway. Sure. It's just that time of year where everything that's a rock or concrete or whatever, them hard spots load up with fish, because they tend to stay warmer, and bait will be ganged up around them and all kinds of stuff. So that's what I'm ready to do this next week or so anyway. Get out there if I can find me a day when it's not going to rain too bad anyway.
Right,
jump out there and get all over it.
Well, now that, so, you know, I thought about it while I'm talking to you, you know, did you ever hear how Ricky Bearden passed? I mean,
no, I didn't. I mean, that's
when you think big bass, you always think of Ricky Bearden, because he holds the lake record, that 1580 something, or whatever it was, or 1590 something.
1592. Yeah, I mean, I never did hear anything. I mean,
I didn't either.
It's kind of like, this is what happened, and that's it. And it's like, goodness, I don't know. I mean, I hadn't talked to him in a long time, because it's one of those deals where I used to see him all the time out there. As a matter of fact, the day he weighed in that big fish, I was there at the ramp talking to him about it, and it's like, goodness, you know, because he was right around my age too, so
yeah,
he's in his 60s, so it's just like, goodness. You know, but never, like I say, never did hear anything what happened with him. I don't have any idea.
I mean, it's one of those things. That's so, a shame.
It's a shame. I know, but it's funny. Like, you know, just like with Ricky's deal, it's like, you know, it was the very first thing when I saw that, I go, dang it. I mean, that's not even right. Cause he's just, I actually thought he was younger than I was, but I think he was just a little bit older, maybe a year or two, but
yeah,
it's crazy. Him and I used to fish a bunch of the same spots together and stuff. Or, you know, I'd be sitting on the spot and he'd pull up there too. So it's like, okay. So I knew what he was doing and how he was doing it a lot of times.
Well, I think I'm in the right place.
Yeah, always.
You know, if I'm fishing somewhere and I see somebody I know is a big time fisherman and they're lurking in the area I am, I'm going, probably might be kind of good right here.
exactly. And it's you know, what's so funny, it's you know, a lot of those spots were not really super obvious spots, but it's places that you would fish if you just went fishing, right? And that's, you know, it's like in, what was it, in 97, I think, when I was out there at Parks and Wildlife, and we shocked up that one in the boat, you know, using electroshock. It was in one of those spots that you would fish, but it wasn't an obvious spot, right? You know,
right.
So, well, that fish, it was.
Well, look at the places we have like that. I mean, if it looks good, it's probably not that good. But if you think, nah, it don't look that.
That's probably the one.
Turns out, yeah, that's, you know.
Yeah, that's the one, you know. I mean, that's what's so crazy about it. Because, you know, like in 97, we were out there shocking that fish. We shocked that one up. It was, when they calibrated their scales, it was 14.10 or 14.1, something like that.
Right.
And then in the boat, it was over 15 on those little spring scales that we right. had weighted on. So it's like, goodness, that's a big rascal right there. Because when I scooped her up and put her in the boat, it's like the Bill Johnson was the Parks and Wildlife biologist at the time. He goes, how much you think she weighs? And I said, she's over 10. You know, but it's what was so crazy is that fish was on one dock. Now, it was 10 o'clock at night. It was on one dock that was in 4 foot of water, and she was the only fish around that dock. There was no bait. There was nothing else. It was just that one fish around that one dock. And it's mm-hmm. like, you got to be kidding me. And then the next day, you know, of course, you know, I had to get out there and see why she was there. So I went to graphing the whole area, and what it was is just it's like a big giant sandbar, but it had a bunch of little. If you laid your hand down, and just spread your fingers out, a bunch of little troughs that came up to it where your fingers weren't
leading into the sandbar. Yeah,
that's exactly what it was. So she had plenty of area to roam.
Yep,
and that's what's crazy. You start looking at stuff like that, and you figure it out, and say, "Well, this is stuff I need to look for in the future." And you continue doing that, and that's how you kind of grow on it.
Right.
So, but the as far as I know, that's still the biggest one they've shocked up in the state. So I haven't heard anything any bigger yet. So I've got that one privilege anyway of having that.
See something like that alive in your hands, man. All right, Richard.
Exactly.
I got to run, buddy. If somebody, I'm sorry you're going through all this funeral stuff, but if somebody wants to call you when you get back in town and go to Conroe and catch them up, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
Make anyone get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Hey, you have a good one, man. I'll talk to you when you get back in town, brother.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Y'all be safe. See you, man.
All right.
Now let's go down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, bud?
Just waking
us?
Up.
Us? We're up. Up and at 'em.
Yeah. We're going to try to fish today. Try to look it over, man. And nobody's been catching nothing.
Yeah. Well, the water's cold.
Yeah. There wasn't a fish, dead fish at the cleaning table yesterday. There's quite a few people out looking.
Man, no reds either?
No.
Man, I remember after that last, you know, in 2021, man, everybody was nuking the reds right after that.
I know. It's puzzling. It's puzzling. But, you know, I mean, we had a big dome of high pressure on us yesterday, big time. And,
right.
Of course, that doesn't affect the reds. You should be able to catch them anyway.
Floundering reds, that high pressure don't bother them like it does trout.
Yeah. But I think that wind went southeast yesterday afternoon, and I don't know what it's doing out there now, but I'm going to check it out and see if they'll go today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the deepest part of East Bay where I left them a week ago and shift the week.
Well, that's all you can do is start where you left off and then fish it out, move around.
Yeah. What is the wind doing out there now?
It's not. There's not hardly any wind.
Well, that's the other kiss of death. There's no wind.
Well, there's some that, you know, you got like a, over this way, I'm showing an east-southeast at 6 to 7, 3 to 6, 6 to 9.
Yeah.
They are
they got to eat sooner or later, man.
southeast 20 to 25 this afternoon, but this morning just a, you know, east in it, real light, you know, drifting wind. I mean, that's a good drift wind.
Yeah. And the tides yesterday, there was no tide. It was gone.
Well, it's going to dump again this morning. What was it, 7, I think, here in Galveston? Straight up 7? Bill, just a tad later over your way. Yeah, 7 o'clock, it's a negative 0.7. That's a pretty good dump coming off. Well, it's about a 2-foot swing from last night's high.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you'll have you an outgoing tide all morning.
I mean, people even went to the river. I mean, not a bite.
That's crazy. Well, the water's cold, man. I mean, it just now got above 45 at the railroad bridge over here.
Yeah, when we had that bad freeze in 83, Mickey, we started catching them right off the bat. But well, we had millions of fish then, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's but, there were some right at 46 in Galveston right now, the water temp. Eagle Point's about 45 up the channel, you know, next to the ship channel, it's about 52. So I do know a shrimper, Blaine was telling me, Shrimper John, our buddy, went out yesterday, and he caught about 350 pounds of white shrimp, but no trout in the nets, and but millions of sheephead. He caught it, shrimped up tons of sheephead.
In his net.
Yeah.
Be damn.
But no trout.
Yeah, well, it's puzzling that these redfish aren't in the redfish holes, the deep holes we normally catch them.
You'd think they would be, you know, after this.
Yeah. Well, we had some biologists out in East Bay yesterday. They didn't find any dead fish.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And the only dead fish were back in lakes.
Yeah.
Where they were trapped back in there.
That's what Lynn Smith told me. You know, Pringle always gets dead ones.
Yeah, I'm sure you could go on the Boy Scout Lake and...
Oh, yeah.
There's probably dead fish everywhere. You know, there was last year on that one that was almost... You know, we almost had a bad one last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. I'll get
time
out there and look around.
We get I'll a go month out. Now nobody's catching them, then we might start shaking our heads a little bit.
A month from now? Holy
yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're not catching them by then. We're going, well, Houston, we may have a problem.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they be eating that river, though, in that
yeah,
deeper
that's
water?
Yeah, that's what I think. Because I remember one year, James and I even went over there because it got so cold and our fish weren't biting, and all we heard was, man, the river at Matagorda, everybody's nuking them. We went over there, and they were right. But, boy, there was a million boats, and everybody was smoking them.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well.
Different times, Mickey. Just well, different times.
You get out there today, if there's any fish to be caught, I know a guy can catch them. His name's Charlie. So,
yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
All
you
right,
know that,
buddy.
We'll do the best we can.
All right. Throw them out a number, Charlie.
713-725-2401.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good day. I hope you find what you're looking for, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Later. All right. All right, that's Charlie P. in Matagorda. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for.
That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.